Hello, dear friends. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, but whether you did or whether you didn't, I have a good message and good news to bring you for this coming year. I believe you can look up and look forward to God's blessing upon you and your household if we understand what true riches are. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. Make no mistake about it. That's why He sent His Son. That's why Jesus went to the cross, and that's why He's coming back again. So please stay tuned to this broadcast today. We still need the hope, not just of Christmas Day, but of Christ's wonderful, wonderful work on the cross. And right now, as He intercedes in the presence of God for you and for me. If you don't know Jesus, we invite you to stay tuned to Let's Talk About Jesus today. Amen. And if you do know Jesus, I pray that you will stay tuned today to discover, if you haven't already, how deeply God loves you and what He intends in His purpose for your life. Not just His eternal purpose, but His purpose right here and right now. Praise God. Amen. We used to sing that great Christian hymn, "Won't It Be Wonderful There?" Having no burdens to bear, walking and talking with Christ, the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Well, I don't have to tell you, dear friend, but we're not there yet. We're not in the sweet by and by. We're in the nasty here and now. And God wants to be a provider for you, a protector for you in this nasty here and now. We will not need His shielding, His covering. We will not need His blessing when we get to heaven. But oh, how we need it right here and right now. So we're going to be talking about true riches, the Lord's blessing. Amen. In just a few moments. Before we do, we would like to invite you to come to our website. There are no strings attached when you come. There are a lot of helps for you to be just lifted up in Him. There are sermons if you choose to download them. There are editions of Let's Talk About Jesus, a very strong teaching ministry right here on WMAF, but preserved right there on our website as well. So if you have missed an edition of Let's Talk About Jesus and you would like to catch up, just come to our website. Type in THCOG, THCOG, and that will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, where this broadcast originates and where we are getting ready to celebrate 41 years of senior pastorate and ministry. Amen. I look back on over four decades of ministry, and I just have to give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Praise the Lord. He has been so very faithful to us, to bless us. And we know something about true riches, and we want to invite you to join us in this study today. Look with us as the starting scripture in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 11. This is what Jesus said, and where He uses the very term for our teaching today. Luke 16 and verse 11. It says, "If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches?" In other words, if you have been unfaithful in the material blessings that you have, who will commit unto your trust the true riches? It is vitally important that we understand that term, true riches, and what it involves and how it can affect you and me this coming year. I believe to begin this study, we need to read what I believe begins to define true riches. And it's in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. Listen to it carefully. "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it." I want to read that again. "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. Now, before we even talk about our material needs, our bank accounts, our bills, let's talk about God's favor and God's blessing upon our life. I believe when we obtain favor with the Lord and God's blessing rests upon us, all of these other things are going to be taken care of. But it is the blessing itself that constitutes what Jesus is talking about, true riches. And that blessing in the New Testament particularly involves the forgiveness of our sins, the eternal inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. But it also begins to touch every other part of our life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's talk about the Lord's blessing on ancient Israel and us today and how it relates to us today. It's found in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27. If the blessing of the Lord, it is what truly makes us rich, then let's look at the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Numbers 6, 22 through 27. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace." Hallelujah. You see, he adds no sorrow with the blessing, the true blessing, the true riches, amen, of Jesus Christ in your life, is that whatever you have and whatever he gives you, it is marked with his peace. I'm going to tell you, if you're the richest man or woman in the world and you don't have peace, you po' today. I'm going to put it in plain language. You are very, very impoverished and poor. But if you have peace with what you have, and you know you have peace with God and the peace of God in your heart, you are rich regardless of your bank account, regardless of how many bills have piled up. You're a very, very rich man or rich woman today. Look at verse 27. It says, "And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." That's in the book of Numbers. In a book filled with numbers, we find a beautiful gem of Scripture. Praise God. And as noted in Numbers 6, 22 through 27, it is the blessing of the Lord which Aaron and his sons were to bless the children of Israel. Therefore, this passage has often been called the priestly blessing or the Aaronic blessing. In this passage, I believe we learn some things about the Lord which are just as true today. Even though we do not live under the old covenant with its Aaronic blessing, we do have a high priest, don't we, in Jesus Christ, who I believe desires to bless us, not just as richly, but even more so. Praise God, because he can add the spiritual blessings with these promised blessings. By the way, folks, I don't believe that we lose anything in the new covenant, but we gain it to a greater measure. The priestly blessing, I want to define that. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you." The word "bless" means to confer well-being or prosperity. We hear the word prosperity a lot today, and we usually just associate it with the material and the physical. Ah, but the blessing of the Lord, it has already been declared in Proverbs 10:22. The blessing, having favor with him, being right with him, hallelujah, opens the door for every other blessing. But every blessing that we receive, no matter how great in the material and the physical, is a lesser blessing than simply being right with God. You know, the Bible said in the New Testament to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things that we need and He cares about shall be added unto you. But right on the top shelf is being right with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Having peace with God means having the peace of God in our heart and in our life, and it means having His favor. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe we learn things about the Lord in this passage of Scripture. And what we learn is that having a priestly blessing pronounced is going to bring so many wonderful, wonderful promises and provisions of God into view and into reality in our life. To confer well-being or prosperity. You know, the New Testament says, I wish above all things that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. When people hear prosper, they think immediately of the material. When God speaks of prospering, even as our soul prospers, it means that we, as we grow and mature, we understand the true riches as opposed to those who are going to fade away. I'm going to tell you something. We brought nothing into this world, the Scripture said. And we're not going to take anything out of this world. I've often said, amen, that I've never seen a hearse with a U-Haul behind it taking all of the things that we think are so important and the source of satisfaction and true happiness. You see, friend, true riches is marked with a peace that passes all understanding and a contentment with what we have. You know, the Scripture says, be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. See, that's God's favor. Hallelujah. Amen. That we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. Glory to God. The word blessed means to confer well-being or prosperity. And the promise of such blessings was conditional, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 6. Listen to what he said. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above the nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. See, being right with God, seeking His righteousness, hallelujah, His kingdom, His righteousness, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is what we're talking about. Blessed thou shalt be in the city, and blessed thou shalt be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed thou shalt be when thou goest out. So many people today, dear friends, are running after blessings. And I believe if we get this right, blessings are going to be chasing us. Hallelujah. These blessings shall come on thee and they shall overtake thee. That's what David said in the great shepherd psalm, when the Lord is truly my shepherd, because I truly become a follower of Him and not of the world or the devil or my own fleshly desires. When I can truly say as a follower of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, the Lord is my shepherd, I'll be able to truly say in spirit, soul, and body and every other part of my life, I shall not want. And I'll be able to say with David of old, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And when it's over here, praise God, it's not over. Praise the Lord, for I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord bless thee. The blessing is being pronounced. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The word keep means to provide for, to protect and to care for, to guard and protect. A beautiful psalm which speaks of God's care is Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. Like a shepherd guarding, protecting his sheep, this benediction and this blessing calls on God to keep watch over Israel. Listen to it. Psalm 21. Let's read it together. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. See, once you know you have this blessing pronounced, it gives you a spirit of holy expectation. I want to say that again. Once you know that you have favor of the Lord, that and once you understand and define true riches, you get a spirit of expectation. Hope comes alive in your heart, praise God. And faith follows and reaches out in that spirit of expectation. I will lift up mine eyes. I'm expecting God to bless me from above. Hallelujah. Unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, that he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Hallelujah. Didn't Deuteronomy 28 say he'll bless you going in, he'll bless you coming out? From this day time forth, even forevermore. Oh, friend of mine, the Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee. In these dangerous days, it's so comforting to know that God is keeping us safe and secure through Jesus Christ. Then the pronounced blessing goes on to say, the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. To make His face to shine may be an idiom indicating God's smile of favor on His people, evidenced by His being gracious. Hallelujah. One translator has said, note how it is used elsewhere in Psalm 31:16 and 80 and 3 and Daniel 9:17. Let's look at this and see what it means. And for God's face to shine upon us and Him to be gracious to us. Psalm 31:16 says, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. And Psalm 80 and verse 3 said, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Hallelujah. Daniel 9:17 says, now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. I believe that God wants to show His favor. I believe God wants to pronounce, yea, to command His blessing once again. Hallelujah. Because God's blessing turns everything around. God's blessing delivers us from every circumstance. God's blessing protects us from the enemy. God's blessing and favor provides sufficient grace, abundant strength, absolute victory, and awesome power. And I believe in the Church of Jesus Christ, we need, I'm not talking about a denomination now, I'm talking about the church, the ecclesia, the called out, the truly saved. I believe that we need evidence of God's favor, evidence of God's blessing, and it needs to go beyond stonework, stained glass, and steeple. It needs to be evidenced in the presence and power of God in holy manifestation. Praise God. Isaiah 59 and verse 19. Let's read this together. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's that kind of victory that we need back in every Christian home, in every Christian life, that we are not victims of the plans and schemes of our enemy. We are not victims, but we are victors. In fact, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You know, the Bible said, blessed is he that knows the joyful sound. When God delivered Israel from her enemies, there was praise. There was the sound of worship and praise. God was glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone said of Israel in her times of victory that you had never known joyous singing until you heard them praising God for His deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh, how we need the joyful sound. The sound of saints shouting victory, shouting praise, shouting thanksgivings unto God for His wonderful provision and protection and deliverance once again. Martin Luther wrote a song about what God wants to be to His church and to His covenant people. And it's called A Mighty Fortress is Our God. I just want to read a stanza from that. It says, A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not His equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth is His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world, I'm going to read another stanza. I'm getting excited about victory and blessing in 2015, not because a year is changing, but because the tide of battle is turning. Hallelujah. And God has sent forth His Son, and Jesus is standing, I believe, at the right hand of the Father. He's seated till His enemies be made His footstool. But when we're in the thick of the battle, according to the Scripture, I see Jesus standing. Praise God, interceding in our behalf, pronouncing the blessing of being right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. One little word. Because, friend, I believe that little word that Martin Luther had in mind is a name. And that one little name holds such terror for hell and such comfort and consolation for those who know Christ as their Savior. And that word is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to read the last stanza of A Mighty Bulwark is Our God. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we obtain and understand, appreciate, and appropriate the true riches, what it means to be right with God and to have His blessing pronounced, His blessing commanded upon us. Oh, friend of mine, we can live in this fallen world, in this faulty body, with this terrible foe. And we can have absolute confidence and consolation that God is going to defend us, protect us, provide for us. And in His blessing itself, we know just how rich we are. That doesn't mean He's not concerned about your bills and your finances and your mortgage and whether you're sick or well or that sick child. He cares about all of these things. And all of those things are addressed under the umbrella of His blessing. Oh, for the day that prayers are not just prayed, but prayers are answered. Oh, for the day when we see the glory of God, when He comes through in answer to prayer once again, when His name is glorified and His people receive the help that they need in this old fallen world. Praise God. I believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of James and John, I believe that God is the same God that we are serving today. For He said, I am the Lord God of Israel in His word, and I change not. And His word declares, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will abide forever and forever. Friend of mine, today if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're living in a fallen world, in a faulty body, with a terrible foe. And I believe that God is speaking clearly to you today through this broadcast and through this humble servant of His to come to Him, come under His wings, get under His covering, receive His blessing upon you and your family, receive His restoration in your life this very day. I know the Holy Spirit is calling. Don't push back this time. Don't run away this time. Run to Him. You know, the Scripture said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. Come to Jesus today. Come to the Lord today, that this blessing may be pronounced upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Our friend, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. And if you're a Christian today, and you're wondering why that the enemy seems to keep winning, oh, I want you to know there's victory for you in Jesus Christ. I want you to know the God that came through for all of those who called on Him in faith in the old covenant. This God, in the name of Jesus, is going to come through for you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, no doubt about it. We're not exempt from all of the troubles of living in this fallen world. But the Bible says, But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Well, we love you today. We're so glad that you're joining us for this study. Will you come back next week? And let's talk about Jesus.